From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. World War II has been front and center on public broadcasting this week. PBS has featured Ken Burns' new series, and we've had a number of stories to coincide with it, including our documentary on the Army's 10th Mountain Division, which scaled jagged cliffs to take Riva Ridge in Italy from German soldiers.
At dawn, a single platoon of Company A reported that it had occupied the northern end of the ridge. The 10th Mountain Division, still considered green, had chopped the key threat out of the Gothic line.
We've received a number of emails in praise of that story, which was produced by Joe Richmond. So that's where we'll begin our letter segment today.
Hans Rosbrock of Toledo, Ohio, says he was riveted. He writes, "I couldn't move from my office chair as I listened to the vets, music, and the stories about the battles waged by these courageous men."
Robert Burrows of Ridgecrest, California, agrees. He sent this comment, "I sat in my car listening intently to your story, and in the end, I walked to my house with tears in my eyes. My father served in the 10th during the Second World War. He and my uncle both fought in the Po Valley. My father did not have a long and distinguished military career, only about 1 year, but I do not think he would trade that year for anything in the world. Thank you for bringing some wonderful thoughts of my father back to me."
Robert's interview with Columbia University President Lee Bollinger brought in some comments, both positive and negative.
Bollinger delivered a stinging introduction to a speech by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and I asked him about that on yesterday's program.
Listener James Tyson says he was impressed. He writes, "The best antidote to Mr. Ahmadinejad's misinformation is not to try to block him from speaking, but rather to say loudly and clearly where he is wrong. Mr. Bollinger has done exactly this."
Joe Fopiano of Parkville, Missouri, was among the many who had a different reaction. He calls Bollinger's comments inappropriate at best. He writes, "At a time when more diplomacy is sorely needed, why not be a gracious host and let Ahmadinejad define himself with his own words? Attempting to poison the well by castigating him beforehand showed poor form on the part of Bollinger."
We showed some poor form earlier this week. We got the name of a genius wrong.
That's right. A number of very smart people wrote to let us know that it was Dr. Lisa Cooper of Johns Hopkins who won a MacArthur grant this year, not Linda Cooper. I regret that error.
We're very happy to report that our science correspondent, Robert Krulwich, succeeded in making many of you yawn earlier this week.
It would be really cool if we could come up
with what?
The pursuit of the doomsday yawn.
Not a yawn that kills, but a yawn so powerful, it would make everybody who sees it, everybody, yawn back. This would be the totally contagious yawn.
Colin O'Higgins of Miami Beach writes, "I yawned before the story even started, having heard the promo before the break. Listener Wendy During couldn't help it either. I yawned 5 times by the end of this story," she says. "My first yawn was about 20 seconds in, as soon as you mentioned yawning. I knew I was tired, but that was ridiculous."
Finally, our colleague Michelle Norris set some toes tapping with her remembrance of groundbreaking bassist Jaco Pastorius. Pastorius died 20 years ago. Ben Cohn of Denver, Colorado, calls Michelle's story an incisive, perceptive, and beautifully produced tribute. He writes, "The report perfectly captured the incredible impact Jaco had on bass players."
John Kelly of Cincinnati writes, "For listeners who know Jaco's music, your story reminded us of the beauty of his colossal talent. For listeners who don't know Jaco's music, I hope your story will impel them to discover the true gift his art gives to the ear."
Well, we hope that all of our stories compel you to write to us, good or bad. We want to hear it.
You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.